Bandit Tuff, after receiving the touchdown pass, will kick this one off on a side-winding line drive kick that bounced at the 20, picked up on the run by Chop, makes two guys miss, down the sideline, 35, and finally thrown down rudely on the near sideline at the 41. They'll mark him out of bounds back at the 36, where he apparently stepped out of bounds, and that's where the Bucks will have it first and 10.
A couple short side-winding kicks, as you said, for Yankton on the return, and able to find some sideline room there, push upfield for another excellent field position for Yankton on their second offensive attempt.
They played one play so far offensively, and it was a fumble of Ethan Washon, stripped from the backside. Motion left to right. Here's the snap. Washon hands it off straight ahead. Koletsky is met at the 35. He tried to fall forward and did so to the line of scrimmage. No gain.
Yeah, right when he received that ball from Washon, he was met by that lineman right there and brought him down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain, and they're just going to have to try to keep going to it.
Avery Rice, the defensive back, on the stop for the Patriots. Here's the snap. Play action, or fake the handoff to the fly sweep. It's a quarterback run straight ahead for Ethan Washon. And Washon got to the 37. It's a gain of one on the play.
It might take Yankton some time and a few plays to try to figure out how they're going to be able to attack this Sioux Falls Lincoln defense. They've ran a few different kinds of running plays, and I think they're just going to keep trying to test the waters.
Third down and 9, three receivers wide to the right side. Shotgun for Washon, who checks the band on his left wrist. He's got Koletsky to his left, now moves him to the right side as he leans forward and says something to the offensive line. Now back into the gun, claps his hands together. Chest high snap, rolls over to the right side. Has some room, he'll step up and throw. He's got a man, it's caught by Miles Sarda. Oh no, Sarda lost ground, but they'll give him forward progress for a first down. It was an 11-yard catch for Miles Sarda. He ran backwards about 3 yards, but they're going to give it forward progress, and that should be a Yankton first down, and the Patriots sideline not happy about it.
Yeah, Yankton's very lucky they were given that forward progress. It kind of seemed like he did, on his own will, move backwards a few yards to try to turn around, but they're going to give him that.
So it's a first down for the Yankton Bucks. And now the fake handoff. Washon will keep it himself straight ahead, and he's twirled around for the backside as he leans forward for a gain of a yard, not a lot of room that time, up to the 48.
Obviously not a lot of gainage right there, but we know Ethan Washon can tuck it, pull it down, and run with the ball. We've seen it a couple times this year. He has some speed, and he has a good sense of finding some gaps, and so Sioux Falls Lincoln really needs to respect the fact that he can run.
Couple of receivers into the game, couple of wingbacks as well in a tight formation. Shotgun for Washon. He'll send Koletsky in motion left to right. The blitz is on for the Patriots. Right roll for Washon. Throws towards the sideline. Caught by Koletsky, and he ducks out of bounds. Oh, they'll mark him short. He had stepped out of bounds short of the first down marker. I think Koletsky thought he had attained the proper yardage, but he stepped out a yard short to the 49-yard line. I'm sorry, 44-yard line, and it's third down and one.
Yep, very close. We were talking earlier, he is definitely a threat out of the backfield and a really good, nice target for Washon.
Now motion again as Washon lines up. He'll take the snap, now runs over to the near side. First down and more, he's to the 40. Outside the numbers at the 35, and he's drug out of bounds at the 34-yard line. Another good run for Ethan Washon.
Well, there you go. That's what I'm talking about. Washon pulling the ball down, making things happen for himself on the ground. He has some excellent blockers ahead of him, so sometimes the best decision might be just to pull it down and try to get first downs with his own feet.
Bucks back to the line of scrimmage, first down and 10. 7 minutes to play in the opening quarter, 7-0. Sioux Falls Lincoln, Sarda in motion, all the way behind his quarterback. Here's the snap. They'll hand it off straight ahead. Koletsky slipped a tackle as he surges up to the 30-yard line. It's a pickup of about 4. They'll mark it to the 31 and a gain of 3 yards.
Those are those hard-earned yards by Koletsky right there, just putting his helmet down, putting his shoulder pads into that defensive line and trying to make things happen, able to lunge forward for some few extra yards.
6:39 to go, first quarter, 7-0, Sioux Falls Lincoln. Yankton trying to move the football. Here's a toss left side behind Koletsky, but he reels it in and now just lowers his shoulder into a defender at the 30-yard line. He got maybe a yard on the play. Not a good pitch for Ethan Washon.
It's something that seems so simple, but that could have been devastating. Just behind Koletsky, he was still able to reel it in, as you said, and able to make something happen with it. But it's those kind of plays that have really bitten Yankton so far this season.
Third down for the Bucks and 5 to gain. 6:29 to go, first quarter. 4 receivers set, 3 on the right side. Washon has it back to his right. He wants the football in the shotgun. Here's the snap, back to pass. He'll throw it left side, looking for Reichen, and it's in and out of his hands. He would have been out of bounds anyways. He had one-on-one coverage from Spencer Wiseman, and it's incomplete. Fourth down for the Bucks.
And it looks like they're going to be going for it here, and why not? A little far for Sawatsky, I'd say. I mean, he has been able to hit those before, but they're going to go for it and just hope that they don't give Sioux Falls Link a good field position and hope they get this and see if they can match the score.
It would be a 47-yard field goal. He has hit from, I believe, 51 in his career. Fourth down. Yankton going to go for it. Washon rolls over to the right side. Here's the blitz. Quick pass. Caught by Ryken, and he's got the first down. Rex Ryken caught it at the 25. He needed the 24, and he fell down to the turf at the 22-yard line. First and 10 Bucks.
Ryken is such a good possession receiver. He knew right when he got that ball that he was going to be receiving contact and couldn't do it like Miles Sarter did earlier and try to go back and get some more yards. He was able to realize that he was near the first down and lunges back toward it.
First down and 10 for Yankton. Right to left they move. 6:10 to go in the opening quarter. Down a touchdown. Washon wants to run, trying to find blockers, dancing around left and right and back to the left as he gets forward for a yard to the 21-yard line.
Yeah, that was a designed run right there. He pulled it down right away. Not much gain there, but they're just going to try to keep testing this defensive line and making sure the defensive line knows that he will pull it down and run, and Kolesky will run as well. And that way, that might open up the passing game.
5:45 to play in quarter number one. Yankton fumbled on its opening possession, and Lincoln ended up scoring on that fumble. Points off turnovers. Now Yankton trying to score. Here's a pass right side, and it is knocked out of the hands of Colin Zarbach on the right sideline. A defensive back came flying up to knock that thing loose. It was Nolan Ransom who knocked the football out of there, and the pass is incomplete.
Nolan Ransom almost jumped that route there. That could have been interception. He was pretty close to it. But I think he jumped the route, and that could have been a devastating play, but Washon got that one back, and he's going to try to reset here.
I do believe that was actually Wasmond on the coverage. He's been on coverage on a couple of big plays so far, and the incompletion for the Bucs that time. Now to throw. Pass over to the right side towards the end zone. Diving! It's caught! Touchdown! Yankton! Rex Ryken beat the defender, and he laid out into the end zone, hauled it in for the score, and the Bucs are an extra point away from tying this thing up.